It's your show. We launch in hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those again on us at freetalklive.com. We continue a story you just barely had a chance to begin in the last hour, Mark, so let's recap it for those just tuning in. It's another so-called Child Protective Services story where they're just stepping in to help. They just have identified a problem, and they're just trying to help people solve their problems by taking children away from their parents.
You know, God help anyone who, you know, the CPS's eye gets turned on, you know, some kind of, I don't know, do-gooder or a person with malicious intent or whatever reports to the CPS that you're doing something that they...
Busybody.
Yeah, would prefer not. You know, let's just, under the best case scenario, it's a busybody. Under the worst case scenario, it's somebody who just doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, what are you going to do? Nothing. And when the CPS is in a scenario, God help you. In this particular case, Nancy Hay and Christopher Slitter, yeah, they had a 3-week-old baby taken from them, little Sabrina. And the reason, from what I can tell here, what I can surmise is that the child was being starved because...
So claimed an anonymous tip because
The child had lost after a 10-ounce weight loss soon after giving birth by cesarean section. Nothing in her medical record indicated that she had ever been in danger. And this is according to George Walton from the Virginia CPS.
So she meaning the child.
Yeah, Sabrina. There's also no evidence, Walton added, that Sabrina's failure to thrive resulted from parental neglect.
Hmm.
So this woman, Nancy, who had her mother on, you know, that was helping out, and a full-time nanny. It doesn't sound to me like this child was being starved.
Yeah, it wasn't being locked in their crib and left for 8 hours a day or something like that.
Yeah, and some anonymous tip came in, they're starving the baby.
And they got in there, piled in their little CPS car, called out some state patrol officer, and went and took their kid from them.
Yep,
and
Arlington.
And now it's been over 2 years.
It's been over 2 years, and Arlington Circuit Court Judge James Almond terminated the couple's parental rights in June 2007. This is after the CPS had said that they were completely exonerated.
Really?
The one CPS officer had said this.
But we've got your kid now, suckers.
Right. Let me go on. In fact, the records showed the opposite. Nancy Hay, who suffers from a developmental disorder that makes it difficult for her to recognize nonverbal signals from others. Which I guess she just doesn't tell facial expressions well, and her husband fully cooperated with medical professionals and CPS workers throughout their ordeal.
Of course they did. They wanted their baby back.
What else can they do? In any case, Sabrina...
I mean, you think if somebody was neglectful to their child, they would be happy someone took their kid away from them. They wouldn't bother filing any paperwork in court or jumping through any hoops.
I'm sure there's been plenty of people out there that have been neglectful of their child that want their child back. Absolutely. But,
yeah, I guess.
You know, this organization
spend 2 years doing it?
Is just so awful.
Well, there
are so many cases.
They're unassailable. You can't really do anything but beg. You can't do anything but jump through their hoops and beg them.
They come get the child, and then they prove whether or not you're a bad parent. And they really don't do it.
No, you have to prove you're a good parent.
That much is true.
It's already presumed you're a bad parent. That's why they came and took your child.
Sabrina was at her proper weight when she was taken away by county officials. 2 days after her parents told a social worker, Diane Zemke, that they were retaining a lawyer. So she was taken away after... First, the CPS comes in and says, we're concerned that your child's being starved. Mm-hmm. First, the child was at the proper weight. The official comes in. They say, we're getting an attorney because we don't trust you people. Mm-hmm. Then they took the kid away.
Oh, really? Normally, they just take the kid.
Yeah.
First visit, they just take the kid.
And I don't know that there's a normal to it, but...
That's the impression I've gotten over the years.
That's from news stories, but... Of
and
course,
by the way, as an aside...
With news stories, you get the zebras, not the horses,
that's
you know?
That's true. But as an aside, from what I understand, these CPS organizations, these governments, these state bureaucracies, they apparently get Medicaid or Medicare, I always forget which one is which, some federal government payment comes in for every new kid they bring into the system.
Well, I know that certainly foster parents get money for taking care of kids, and some people become foster parents to get the money. Some people become foster parents because they really want to take care of kids that are in awful shape.
But in this case, there's a financial incentive from the federal government, let alone the state government. Certainly the state government's going to increase their budget if their number of kids goes up, but also the feds give them a stipend of your tax dollars for every kid they steal, from what I understand.
That's my understanding also. Arlington Judge Esther Wiggins Lyles signed the removal order with neither Hay nor Slitter even aware that the proceedings, much less being present to contest the decision. So this was just done, in the dark.
Yeah.
More secret courts. Sabrina went to a politically influential local professional couple. Are you hearing this?
Someone with influence?
Yeah, politically influential local professional couple. Now, what's more valuable? I'm going to give you three options. To somebody who wants a child and might adopt or something like that. An infant, a six-year-old, or a 12-year-old. What's more valuable?
Well, I guess they would want it at younger age, right?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. They've got this three-week-old child that was, and I'm just going to make a guess here. Please forgive me if I'm wrong, but the child had a nanny, and the mother was staying, the mother's not much of an issue, but the child had a nanny. So what I'm hearing here is that this couple had some money.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and say this was a white baby.
Okay. Seems safe.
What's more valuable in the market of babies out there, white babies, Hispanic babies, or black babies?
Sad to say, white babies.
Absolutely. There's a premium on white babies out there. And it seems to me that this politically influential couple could very well have, done whatever leaning it took, or, they're important people, and you want to make important people happy, right?
Wait a minute. Maybe I missed the point about the politically influential couple. I thought the parents went to that couple.
Sabrina, the child.
Oh, Sabrina
went to. Yeah, Sabrina's the child.
Sorry.
Nancy is the mother. Went to a politically influential professional couple with no training as foster parents. They're not even in the foster parent system.
How about that? They just wanted a baby, and they knew someone who knew somebody in politics, and
it gets worse.
Some strings. Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Great.
It goes on. Despite CPS requirements, the foster couples be trained before being entrusted with children.
We waive those rules. We know these people.
Judge Ammon, that's the second judge. Ammon, excuse me.
He's the one that denied their custody, right?
Yeah, I believe it's a she, actually. No, you're right. It's a he. Later issued the baby's inappropriate removal to justify making the separation permanent. Listen. Saying it would be too traumatic to return Sabrina to her natural parents. So when Sabrina turned three, April the 3rd, she didn't blow out her birthday candles in the kitchen where her heartbroken parents still keep her empty high chair.
Aww.
Even after spending, take a guess.
To try to get her back?
Yeah.
$100,000.
$350,000 in legal fees. They have not given up hope. That's the other thing that makes me think, this is a wealthy, wealthy white couple. They've been asked the Virginia Court of Appeals to return their child. Meanwhile, every Arlington County employee involved should be put under oath and questioned in public about their role in this outrage.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen. These judges are on the side of CPS. No one's going to be putting them on trial and ask them questions. It's done and over with. They said it'd be too traumatic to give it back to give the kid back to the parents at this point.
Their parentage has been eliminated. I mean, that's it. Judge James Allman terminated the couple's parental rights in June 2007, saying that the baby's it would be too traumatic to return the child to her natural parents at this time. She's now three.
Who is it out there that's listening to this show right now that agrees with this? Are there any of you out there? Any bureaucrats out there?
Nobody does, but everybody, people abdicate responsibility when it comes to, this. Well, we've put in place child protective services to take care of the children in circumstances where they're being abused. That's why we put this together. Of course there's going to be some people that get caught up in the system, but so what? What are we going to do?
So we ruin a few families' lives.
So you say
your
hands, we say our hands are tied, and they really are. What am I doing about it? Am I here in New Hampshire picketing the Child Protective Services?
Nope.
I'm not. I don't know what to do. The fact is that it seemed like a really good idea to these elected officials to put together an organization to protect children, but what does it do? It destroys families. And the question that I've got is, what do you do about it? What should these people have done? This is it. The most important thing in their lives, the biggest investment, the thing that the thing they hung all their hopes on. What does a parent do when CPS comes to the door? Because you saw what happened when they said, we're retaining a lawyer.
1-800-259-9231, and they've lost their child and hundreds of thousands of dollars. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and buy a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever you need to know something about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Gallahan, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. And I'd like to continue here with by rephrasing the question you asked a few moments ago, because I think it's so poignant, Mark, and it's so telling of how just terrible of a situation we are in this country today, in America, where you ask the question, when the government goons come to take your child from you, what are you supposed to do about it? What is the appropriate response? Because, and I don't want to advocate violence, but I don't really know what else could be the right thing to do.
I'm sort of at the end of my rope on this one, too. I just don't know. I mean,
can someone call and be more creative than violence here? Because, I mean, we're dealing with a situation where parents have tried to do everything they could do within the system. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. They haven't gotten their child. It's been years. They've been stripped of their parental rights. Also, some politically connected couple can have themselves a white baby.
And I think the best that one can look at, from the nonviolent route is going to the media. You know, you go to the media. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's one of those things. Everybody has to look at, you've now found out this information about what happened to this little baby Sabrina and her parents.
We found out through the media.
We found out through the media. Now you found out, what are you doing about it? I'm not doing anything about it. Are you doing anything about it? I mean,
across the country. It'd be one thing if it was here in Keene. It'd be another thing.
Understood. Absolutely understood. And another very good reason why, if you're a liberty-loving individual, it seems to me your chances of getting your child taken away are higher.
Really?
It just does. I mean, aren't you a weirdo at that point? Look what's happening to the Texas people.
The religious
people. All the better reason to sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and move to New Hampshire, because at least there will be people here. I can tell you, if it happened to one of us, that the response would be tremendous.
The odds would be different if it actually happened up here. In fact, I was spending some of that break there actually looking online to find out how often things like this happen in New Hampshire. Because all the stories we read, they come from elsewhere. And so far, I've found the New Hampshire's, I guess their division is considered the Bureau of Child Protection, and that's about as far as I've gotten. I did a Google News search for Bureau of Child Protection. It didn't come up with anything, but that doesn't mean nothing has ever happened. It just means there's nothing fairly recent that has occurred. So if it happens here, then there will be all kinds of activists that will be on their case on this particular issue, but I wonder how that would change things. I wonder, not that I want the opportunity to find out. I really would rather that never happen up here. And maybe it doesn't happen that often up here, but if it ever does, if they ever take a child from one of the activists up here, then things will be different. Exactly how things will play out, if they will play out differently, it's hard to say. I think that's probably the last possible stop before violence is group activism.
I've got to say that I'm a little concerned, because I know at the very least I know that we're going to homeschool Jack.
Yeah.
To begin with. Now, if he wants to go to school later on, I'll talk to him about it and we'll figure out how it's going to go. Certainly try to talk to him about private education as opposed to public and that kind of thing. But in the beginning, when he's in kindergarten, mm-hmm. he can't make these decisions for himself. We're going to homeschool him. Well, here in New Hampshire, some of the you're required to give a lesson plan to the Board of Education or whatever the organization is that you're supposed to tell them exactly how it is and what it is you're doing to educate your child.
You must be approved.
Right. You have to go and beg these bureaucrats to be able to teach your child.
Yes, please allow me to withdraw my child.
As though I'm
from
taking my 5-year-old son and putting him to work in a factory where his little fingers are more nimble than everybody else's or something. Some nonsense like this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is that these people are trying to prevent, but I'm concerned because I am not filling out their paperwork. Nope. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Yeah, I can understand your concern, Mark. And the question is still out there, and I would love to hear you answer it. 1-800-259-9231.
I just don't know. How am I going to react? What am I supposed to do when the Board of Education, I wouldn't answer the door. Right. The first thing is not answering the door, and I'm going to have a talk with my wife about that ahead of time because I know that's going to be a difficult thing for her.
Well, because the major issue, right, is that they come on an anonymous tip. Let's look at the way they operate, right? Some busybody or someone that hates you calls up the Child Protective Services organization and says, I've heard Mark Edgington is abusing his child.
And I have a nationally syndicated radio show. The people I've just talked to out there, somebody, some nefarious individual could very well be listening in right now.
They would like to see you suffer, I imagine, sure. And what better way to make a man suffer or a woman suffer than taking their child from them? So they call up with their anonymous tip, and CPS springs into action. We need to investigate this Mark Edge. We need to take his child from him and question him and find out if these allegations are true. This seems to be how it goes. So then they show up with a couple of CPS bureaucrats. Sometimes it's one, sometimes two. And also with at least one, usually a state police
some
guy.
Some copperuski.
Yeah. And they show up at your house, and they knock on the door, and of course most people watch the movies and the news, and they see people going to the door when the police are there and answering the door because they believe that's what they're supposed to do, that's part of the whole process. When the police come to your door, you should talk to them. They're the police, after all. Well, maybe not. In fact, as it turns out, from some former police officers, Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, they've told us straight out, don't answer the door for the police. There's no reason to. They're there to try to arrest somebody most of the time, and there's no reason to even talk to them. So what would happen if you didn't actually answer the door? Would they be able to kick your door in? Because I can tell you, that one cop that comes out isn't going to be able to kick your door in.
Not my doors.
That one cop's not going to be able to do that. And normally,
here's what my concern is.
Normally, they have to have a warrant to do that.
Right, to kick a door in. And my concern is,
can you get a warrant on an anonymous suggestion? You probably can. But
I bet you can.
I bet they don't have a warrant when they go to people's houses because that's extra work.
I'm sure
they
don't.
They just go and people answer their doors.
You know, to some extent, interactions with officials rely on how that official feels. I got a ticket, or I got stopped by a police officer last week or something like that, mm-hmm. and I can tell you that the way that I dealt with that police officer was, you know, it precipitated me not getting the ticket that he could have given me.
Right.
And not that I'm necessarily deserved or whatever, but, you know, that he could have given me if he had felt like it. If I would have been filming him and rolled down my window 2.5 inches just so that he could talk to me and, you know, I'm just to let you know you're being recorded and all that stuff, chances are pretty good I would have got that ticket or something less than, you know, less pleasurable than what occurred would have happened. So I'm worried that that'll create a bad situation.
But in this case, they're coming to take your kids anyway. It's not
you
like
just don't necessarily know what they're going to do every time.
Well, I know if they're coming to my house at 7 o'clock at night, it's not for a coffee chat. It's not for hanging out. It's not for bonding. They're going to do something that I'm not going to like. And so I don't see any reason to answer the door in that case. Let them go and get their warrant. By that time, you're going to have the baby out somewhere safe. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit,
Our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. All right, so real quick here, just to let people know, we are talking about these awful child protective services organizations, these government bureaucracies all around the country that the stream of stories never stops about children being separated from families who love them very much on the basis of an anonymous tipster. These parents have their children stolen from them, and they, in many cases, cannot get them back. In the case we were talking about before, one particular couple spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get their baby back. It's been years, and finally a judge just completely just destroys their right to have their own
and
child
the,
back.
The evidence presented in the article, it's just minuscule, and it's pretty obvious to me from what what they've compiled there that it was a political move by the Child Protective Services to give an influential professional couple who wanted a baby, and I'm just guessing white here, people.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted a very valuable white baby. If you don't think white babies are more valuable on the baby market,
go try to adopt one.
It can take you 15 years to do it,
mm-hmm.
but this couple wanted it. They could get a little quicker. So it looks to me like this baby was just stolen and given to somebody else who was more influential.
Well, and sometimes they just get stolen and they get put into the foster system, or get stolen and put into the government system, where the government bureaucracy gets more money for every child that it has in its custody. And so I did more digging during the break there to see if I could find some examples from New Hampshire of similar things happening. And not to say I've looked through the whole internet, but searching for the Bureau of Child Protection or BCP or NHBCP and under Google News comes up with nothing. Searching for it in a regular Google search comes up with next to nothing. So there may be good news in that New Hampshire, while it does have a Bureau of Child Protection that on their own website claims to investigate thousands of claims every year, it doesn't really seem to that has resulted in the same awful sorts of cases, at least not that I could immediately find. If you can find one, I'd love to have you tell us about it or email it to us, just because maybe New Hampshire doesn't happen as often. That'd be nice, huh? If it doesn't happen as often here, especially if we get a bunch of activists here that actually are willing to stand up for their rights and their freedoms, if they actually do target someone's children and really make them wish they hadn't, then that would be good, too. Those are possible, you know, some possible benefits of raising your kids here in New Hampshire as opposed to other places. And, of course, we always talk about New Hampshire. We live here. We're members of the Free State Project. We've moved here in order to be activists for liberty, and it's working so far. And the more of us we have, the less likely they are to do these awful things, I think. So I guess that's where we're going to have to leave this. We got to go to your phone calls. Bring up what you want. Coming up, ketamine. Could it be good for some people? We'll talk about it. You know what ketamine is, right, Mark?
It's a drug.
Special K is what they call it on the street. Let's go to the phone calls first and talk to Ben in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know I just did my first piece of libertarian activism at school.
What's that?
We had to do a 5-page research paper and present to the class. So I decided to do it on the War for Southern Independence. And it ended up being about 20 pages long.
Jeez.
Yeah, pretty into it once I got started.
So what did they think about that? Did anybody say, but you're supporting slavery? That seems to be the biggest complaint.
Well, it's a research paper. You probably didn't present anything, right?
No, we had to present to the class afterwards.
Oh, really? Okay.
But, yeah, I separated it into three different parts of it. The first one was, like, why they have the right to secede. I compared it to, Lincoln trying to take over the South to Saddam Hussein trying to control Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
And then the economy, I talked about the American system, all the central government. And then the third part, I talked about slavery, how it would have died naturally by at least 1900 because they would have been forced to industrialize.
Yeah. It's what happened everywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Slavery went away on its own.
And the fact is, the cotton was becoming less and less valuable as far as a commodity goes. And, you know, cotton was what made slavery viable.
Yeah, for most of the sources I read on it, most of the slaves, they weren't regularly beaten like you would see in the popular culture.
Sure, and I mean, just because you're a well-treated slave doesn't make it a good thing.
Well, yeah, that's true. I was just saying that most of them weren't, like, beaten.
He's just pointing out it was not as you might have perceived it to be.
Right.
So how were you received by your classmates?
Well, a lot of them, like, it was about 20 minutes long, but a lot of the class, they were asleep, and the teacher was pretty into it, and a couple of my friends were into it. Mm-hmm. And one of them actually came and talked to me after class, and he was like, wow, Ben, I didn't know that the government lied to us about all this stuff.
Oh, it's just the tip of the iceberg, my friend.
Yeah, I actually said during the report that the reason why you probably haven't heard of this is because the public schools are run by the government, so they don't want to make themselves look bad.
Ah, excellent. Well done. Well, congratulations.
Actually, if any of your viewers want to hear this, can I give out my YouTube profile where I did some videos on this?
Sure, yeah. What is it?
It's youtube.com/BWS89.
Okay, you've got some letters in there, and it's hard to make them out. BWS?
89.
Okay, that is in Ben W. Sam 89. Gotcha.
Ben, I would also recommend you go to bbs.freetalklive.com.
That was an F on the end of it.
See, that's the problem. It was an F, he says, on the end of it. BWF. Go to the BBS at freetalklive.com and post a link to your YouTube profile there, and that way more people will be able to find it easier. And thank you for getting out there and doing that, and I'm glad you had fun with it, or at least I hope you had fun with it. Did you?
Yeah, I hope I've planted like the seeds of liberty in their heads. Maybe in a few years, if they want to attack Iran, they'll start thinking, well, gee, the Civil War, we didn't need to fight that. Maybe we don't need to attack Iran either.
You never know, man.
Probably not, but I hope so.
I think it's a great point. You never know when those seeds of liberty are going to sprout into something more, and you never know who they're going to really affect more so than you might have thought they were originally going to. So, you know, it's important to plant those seeds, and congratulations to you for doing it, and keep up the good work, though. I don't know if your teacher has learned her lesson yet. She's going to probably start assigning topics instead of allowing you to choose your own.
Well, actually, it was a hymn, and actually he liked it. He said it was pretty well written. So.
Oh, excellent. Well, I hope you get an A. And, Ben, thank you for telling us about it. Keep us informed as to your government high school adventures. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Always interested to hear from our younger listeners as to their experiences in discussing freedom-oriented issues in regards to their high school classes. Sometimes they aren't received so well. But the more you can talk about it, the better. Right?
Yeah, well, you know, you have a captive audience there, and you've got to be there, so you might as well use it as an opportunity to talk about liberty.
Absolutely. You're probably going to be the only one that's going to do it, so better that you do it than it not happen at all. Let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Long live the free talk.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Hey, what do you think of the aspect of parental permission nullification?
What does that mean?
Just what it says is that in school, some schools in some states, if your daughter, say she gets pregnant and she don't want you to know, she could go to the nurse and they'll set her up and go kill your grandchild behind your back.
Well, I am in favor of people being able to choose for themselves what they want to do with their own body, and I don't think they have any obligation to tell you.
If you believe that child is, you know, you're the minor and you're responsible, I could love my daughter enough to forgive her, take care of the baby while she finishes her education, settles down until she wants her baby back. Why does the government think that they could kill my grandchild behind my back?
Well, there are other organizations like Planned Parenthood that will also give young people birth control and that sort of thing without alerting parents.
Well,
to
say if there was an accident, say if the girl is just, she don't know, she's just scared about having a baby or whatever, and she made the mistake and she don't want to come to me, but she doesn't know that I will handle it very well, you know, and because she's all freaked, and here's the government assisting to kill the grandchild.
Well, I certainly don't think the government should be assisting, but I think that young people, if they wish privacy with their medical matters, should be able to have it. Dave, thanks for the call. We'll talk more about this, because it's a good issue here in moments. Important issue, I guess. Free talk live. Remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Talix ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Talix, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Talix moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand. And I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Talix and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. So enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. We give them away, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. And are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live, and that is internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internkanobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more. Internobs.com. 800-259-9231. We'll get back to the calls here in a moment. Just want to continue commenting on the issue that Dave brought up a few moments ago in Montana. And I think it's an important issue to a lot of parents. In fact, I think that you might disagree with, or at least you've certainly disagreed. I think you've disagreed with me on this in the past, Mark.
We'll see.
The issue is a young person, specifically a female young person, who has, let's say, accidentally gotten knocked up. And she decides that she wants to, it's a little too early in her life at age 16 or 15 or whatever, to actually raise a child. And so she's decided that she wants to abort. But for whatever reason, she doesn't feel comfortable talking to dad or mom about it. For whatever that reason might be. Maybe she's afraid of what they'll do to her, or what they'll say, or the punishment that will come down, or that they'll somehow prevent her from doing it. And there are some people that live in fear, some young people that live in fear of their parents. And so I could understand that there would be an at-home situation where, A, your parents didn't talk to you about sex in the first place. You went out, you had sex, you didn't know anything about it, you got knocked up, and you certainly don't feel comfortable talking to mom and dad about what happened to you and the fact that you're pregnant now because they told you to not ever have sex until you're married or whatever it is that they told you about sex. Don't do it. But you went out and did it, so you disobeyed them, number one. And number two, they're not going to be happy with your decision to have an abortion. Could totally understand why a young person might not want to talk to their parents about that. Ideally, in the ideal world, in an ideal relationship, you as a parent communicate with your young person, with your child, and you talk a lot, and you're open, and you're open-minded, and your teenager is not afraid to come to you when they're having an issue that they want to discuss, and
Ideally, they would come to you and you would talk about these things, and ideally you would respect their decision, whatever it was that they ended up choosing. But there are parents that don't respect their children's decisions, and the children are frightened of them. In that case, there are ways in some places for these young people to go and get the abortion procedure they're looking for without the parents being notified about it. And some parents are very, very upset about that prospect, as it sounded as though Dave in Montana was upset about that happening. And I can understand, you know, you think you own your kids, but you don't. They're their own little person. They may be younger than you. They may be less experienced than you, but they still are their own person, and they should be able to make decisions, even the wrong decision, even a decision that you yourself would not have made in your life, or you would rather they not make for their lives. They should be able to make those choices and suffer whatever consequences might come. And if they're frightened to death of talking to you about it, they should be able to make those choices without your knowledge. I think that's their freedom if they want to choose that. Now, you have no obligation as a parent, if you discover this information, in my opinion, to continue taking care of your child. If you feel as though that, let's say you accidentally discover that they've gone out and gotten an abortion and it really bothers you, kick them out of the house. Tell them they can't live with you anymore.
In your world where you wish there was no government, you know, no coercive government forcing people to do things, that's fine and dandy.
Mm-hmm.
But here in the real world where...
You can't kick your kids out.
You can't kick your kids out. You're responsible for everything that goes on, basically, for that your kids do from till the time that they're 18.
Mm-hmm.
You carry all kinds of responsibilities. And, yeah, I do think that since they're your ward and the state, you know, puts all kinds of onus upon you and can, you know, do all kinds of terrible things to you as a result, that, yes... If a 16-year-old, 15-year-old girl wants to go and get an abortion, her parents should be notified. Now, I understand...
Does that mean they can stop it?
It's their child.
So the parent could step in and force their child to have a baby?
Can they force their child to go to school?
Well, I think that's a little bit different, Mark, but...
Can they force their child to wash the dishes?
Well, they can certainly give them incentives to. I don't think that anyone would say that you could stand over your children with a whip and force them to wash the dishes and corporally punish them if they don't. I don't think that would
be right. I think that they should be able to tell an organization, no, you are not allowed to do that. They should have the final word, not the girl.
What if the girl's going to pay for it?
They should be able to tell an organization, this is my daughter, and no, you're not allowed to do that. In the same way that you should be able to tell an organization, like a video arcade.
Now, are you saying
some place that the daughter wants to go, look, I don't want my daughter going there. If you find her there, you must, you know, let me know or kick her out or whatever.
Are you saying that that's the case in an ideal world or in the world we live in? What if we didn't have the government out there to force you to take care of this 16-year-old girl anymore, and if you were so upset by her getting an abortion, you could just disown her at that point and release her into the world? Okay, you want to make your own choices? Go ahead.
Well,
now you've got all the choices to make in the world.
It seems obvious, as long as there's a coercive force, it should be, deal with people fairly.
So as long as the...
And if there isn't a coercive force, then, what can you do? It's your... She's living at your house. That's the only thing.
Okay. So then in that case, what you're saying is that because there is a coercive force, you are more than willing to utilize that coercive force against your own children if you feel it's necessary.
I think that it is. It's not against your own child.
Well,
what
okay.
I'm claiming is that, the fact is I'm responsible. Do you know what's going to happen? I mean, I have to take care of that baby at that point. The coercive force says I can't kick my child out if she's 16 years old and has a baby against my, you know, better judgment. I say, no, you can't have an abortion. Absolutely. I think that, yes, that course of force should be fair, and it should be utilized in a fair manner. It should be consistent.
How is it fair? How is it fair to take away an individual's freedom to choose for
it's
themselves?
It's not taking away their freedom to choose.
You already
she
said
She can
it.
Choose whatever organization she wants to get an abortion from. I can choose whether or not that organization can interact with my daughter. That's all.
Yeah, I don't like that. I just
I know
don't like
you
that.
Don't.
I don't think you own your kids like that. If your children want to make choices for themselves, they should be able to make those choices, and you should be able to boot them out of your life.
What should be the case is you should have a relationship with your daughter that she can come to you when she has a problem like this, mm-hmm. and talk to you about
yeah.
it. You know, that's what should be the case. But
right.
The fact is,
so what
while I am held as the prisoner of the state, then, you know, the state should be, you know, it should be used fairly. That force and coercion should be used fairly on people.
Well, I don't think you could possibly argue that coercion is ever in any way fair.
It should be consistent.
So what if you've got a situation, Mark, with a young lady raised in kind of a trash, white trash family?
Okay.
Now, you're a nice guy, and you're reasonable, and hopefully your kids will talk to you. But what if you've got a situation where daddy is violent and alcoholic, he's crazy, and a little girl gets knocked up, she's 16 years old, and this law is in place that you are demanding here that forces young people to inform, or a doctor or whoever, to inform parents and allow them veto power, essentially, over their daughter. What if the girl is so frightened that she's going to be abused and beaten when she comes home if, you know, dad finds out that she's pregnant and that she wanted an abortion, that she may face dire consequences, bodily, physical harm? You're okay with that? Just, you know, so long as the state will follow through and be consistent?
What about her mother?
I don't know about her mother. We're talking about her dad. Maybe her mom will abuse her, too.
Well,
what about
you,
she's
you
got
do
parents
understand
that
which,
her?
Which you're advocating. In your world, where this parent would do such a thing, she still has the option of running away, right?
Uh-huh, sure.
16-year-old girls run away every day in America.
Sure they do. Yeah.
So I don't see a big difference. It's already happening.
Well, in the world you're describing, they would be forced to call the parents, and then she could face some serious harm. So I don't understand what your point is.
Well, she wouldn't be forced. Well, for one, she can have the baby at all kinds of organizations out there will take care of her, and then mm-hmm. she can have the child.
Maybe she doesn't want to go through the pregnancy.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all kinds of problems with
being
underage.
So you're saying it's okay, just throw the kids to the wolves. It doesn't matter if some kids get beaten as long as you'll be informed when your daughter gets pregnant?
Look, all I'm trying to say is that the people of, you know, majority that are, you know, under the law should be treated fairly in these circumstances. That's all I'm saying. And if you're going to tell me that I have to take care of this child, then I have to take care of its child, and, you know, I've got all these onuses that the state puts upon me, then, yeah, I should be able to choose whether or not my daughter gets an abortion.
But you would prefer that those onuses not be there, in which case then you would say the teenager should be able to choose for themselves.
If she can take care of herself, if in choosing she can take care of herself and independence, then
you're okay
I'd be
with
fine
that.
With that.
Okay, great. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Don in Pennsylvania and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Since